Biden campaign furious NEET reported on Biden corruption like Breitbart did. By Harris Alic on October 10, 2019. Joe Biden's campaign is furious. The New York Times is covering how the former vice president's political interests converged with his son's business dealings, a topic Breitbart News has explored extensively. Kate Bedingfield, the former vice president's deputy campaign manager, sent a letter to the Times on Wednesday, lambasting the paper for publishing an op-ed by Peter Schweitzer, a senior contributor at Breitbart News, detailing several such instances. In particular, Schweitzer, who helms the Government Accountability Institute, noted that the former vice president's youngest son, Hunter, profited off deals with Ukraine and China that were inaccessible to the average American businessman. Instead of refuting Schweitzer's argument, Bedingfield's letter attacked the Times for having published the opinion piece in the first place. The deputy campaign manager even went to the extent of accusing the paper of not having internalized the sobering lessons of 2016 by giving top billing to a right-wing polemicist. But today's decision is hardly the first example. Bedingfield wrote, before proceeding to claim the Times had an outsized hand in the spread of a baseless conspiracy theory concerning the Biden family. What was especially troubling about the Times's active participation in this smear campaign is that prior to its reporting, this conspiracy had been relegated to the likes of Breitbart, Russian propaganda, and another conspiracy theorist, regular Hannity guest John Solomon. The campaign's line of attack, although unsurprising given their frequent broadsides against the media, comes as Hunter Biden's dealings have spilled into the open amid the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. At the center of the inquiry is a conversation the president had with the Ukrainian government suggesting they probe how the younger Biden secured an appointment to the board of directors of Burisma Holdings. The younger Biden was appointed to the oil and gas giant's board, a position which paid as much as $83,000 per month. In 2014, around the same time his father was made the Obama administration's point man on Ukraine. Breitbart News has followed that story, along with Hunter Biden's ties to a private equity firm bankrolled by the Chinese government, since Schweitzer published his best-selling book, Secret Empires: How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends.